There was confusion and controversy over the monies made, which put a sour note to the project, which was intended as a generous gesture by all concerned. On February 8, 1972, Paul and his band Wings arrive at Nottingham University to ask if they can play there the following day. It becomes Paul's first live appearance in 5 years. They play to an audience of 700 students.
I think the only way I figured I could do it was by taking it back to where the Beatles started, just in the halls. And we charged 50p to get in, you know, which, like, we obviously could have charged a lot more. And we'd give the students' union a bit for having us. And it was just all very down home. And we'd play poker with the money afterwards, and I'd actually pay the band physically, you know, 50p for you, 50p for... And it brought back the kind of thrill of, like, actually working for a living.
On February 21 to 25, John and Yoko co-host the Mike Douglas TV show for the week. During the week, John gets to perform with one of his idols, Chuck Berry. Needless to say, Mike Douglas will never forget the guest list that week. On February 25th, Apple releases a new Wings single called Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Paul, who was, to say the least, apolitical most of the time in public, surprised many with this strongly worded message. It was written by him in response to the killing of 13 people by British paratroopers in a Northern Ireland demonstration. Obviously, the song was banned on the BBC and got little worldwide airplay. It did, however, become number one in Ireland and, of all places, Spain.